Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding my Sasheni Daf Lamed Hey in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting five lines at the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Abshua ben Levi Omar, and we're going to use here the Girsa of Abchaim based on the Gro, and Poydi my Sasheni Ella B'Shovya. He's coming to argue in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that he could come and redeem my Sasheni for a lower value based on, for example, whatever the grocer buys the fruits, not what he sells the fruits. Because of B'Shua ben Levi, it says, no, you have to do it for the exact value. So the Gemara, V'omar Rav Chizkiyo, Zeshu Mechalel, Lo'i Mechalel Al Chatzi Pruto. If a person has Ma'aseh Sheni worth only half a pruto, don't exchange Ma'aseh Sheni for half a pruto. Rav Chaim explains, meaning to take one pruto, half of it will be Ma'aseh Sheni, half of it will be Chulin. It looks like he's doing chilul on a simon. A simon is a coin which is not really valuable. So if you're doing only half a pruto, it doesn't really have the minimum value. Meaning wait for Ma'aseh Sheni to accumulate a pruto, then you redeem it for a pruto. Says the Gemara, Ma'aseh Sheni kishan hazoil. That's what we saw in the Mishnah, that you always point the Ma'aseh Sheni for the lower rate, and the Mishnah brought a few examples. Says the Gemara of Amy, we're using the Reb Chaim again. Kamazimnin alil kamei Rabbi Yochanan b'Shir ben Lakish. Many times, I went in front of Rabbi Yochanan b'Shir ben Lakish. They told me, "Puk v'ishlim kadin tanyo." Go redeem my sesheni for the lower rate, like our Mishnah says, and not like B'Shur ben Levi. That what point my sesheni b'shasa zoyv l'b'shasa. You care? You redeem my sesheni in the lower rate and not the higher rate. Like the grocer purchases, not the rate that he sells or the rate that he buys it with. Like the money exchanger sells a seller for prutos and not gives a seller, buys a seller for prutos. That's good when you have a lot. That's what usually a grocer does. Why is a grocer get a cheaper rate? Because he's buying from the wholesaler large quantities. And therefore, it's cheaper. So I would think only when you come and you redeem a large quantity, you can use this rate. Hayah dover memuad, but what happens if it's less, if it's small quantities? Afilu kein, even so. Kamo shechelvoni lokeach, lo kamo shu moicher. Kamo shechuchoni parir, lo kamo shu bitzayef. You always use lower rate, even if it's only small quantities. Even if it's only a small coin by the money exchanger. Says the Gemara, Shadom of Yiduim, you need to have a valuation. If you know what it is, it's good to have one person give you a valuation. If you don't know, you need to have three. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachar bar Yaakov, mach ve'chutol lenagro. Chutul is the vessel where you put the dates into dry. You show it to the nagro, the one who, the craftsman that made the chutul, and you redeem it based on the value the chutul told him. One person. Reviani machve roiva chitim lechatunayo. He would show a size of wheat to the people that grind the wheat, and he would redeem it based on one person, tell him the value. That's how he knew the value. Now we can use the gifts of Reb Chaim. It doesn't change much in the Mahalach of the Gemara, but we'll see the way that Reb Chaim says it. Reb Chilkiyo Chavu Pirion Legroiso. He showed his fruits for the one who grinds the greasim, the lentils. Omele b'shavyein. So he gave him the full value, not the cheap value that a wholesaler gives. Also, Gamei Rav Simon, he came in front of Rav Simon, Omele. Ain't poidi ma'aseh sheni al pi ha'shoytim. We don't do ma'aseh sheni for the fools that don't know that ma'aseh sheni has to be in the lower rate. And then we're going to bring a similar story of Pinchas Chav appearing the groiser. Pinchas showed his fruits to the grinder on Amar b'Shavyein. He told him the full value, the higher rate. Amar le'achin Amar al-chilka b'shavyein Simon. That's what al-chilka said in the name of Simon. Ain't poidi ma'aseh sheni al pi ha'shoytim. We don't give the valuation based on the fools that don't know that ma'aseh sheni has to use the lower rate. Now, what is the lower rate? What is the Shara Zoil? So the Mishnah brought two examples. The grocer buys, the money exchanger, what he buys. The Gemara brings out another way to figure out the lower rate, the Shara Zoil. And as Reb Chaim explains, because the Braisa did not say the word Shara Zoil, he says She'asa Zoil, the time that it's cheap. Meaning there's a time when things are cheaper than others, even for the same person. Where is that time? So the Gemara explains, Omar Shimi Kemo Bar Nash Bai Betahara Tohoyru Betkufas Tamos. A person comes to a seller in the middle of the afternoon in Tkufas Tamos. I mean, in the middle of the summer, in the heat of the day, he comes to the seller then. Botor balinei masik lezurayo. And the seller's coming out of the bathhouse. He's boiling hot and he's putting on his belt. He's exhausted. He wants to go rest. And the buyer comes, gives him money. He says, just sell it to me. The seller doesn't want to negotiate. He just wants to go away and finish this transaction. He sells it him for a cheap rate for the Sharzo. Another example. A person comes and they have Shabbos right before Shabbos. Mineshayo Kalan goes to the woman who are preparing the hair. They're making the hair for Shabbos. Umavir aleim, and he pushes them. I want to buy now. And he brings money and he's able to buy it for a cheaper rate because the women are busy now with the hair. They don't want to be busy with the sale. They just sell it and they want to finish with the transaction as soon as possible. That is the Shas HaZoyel where you get a cheaper rate. Says the Gemara, Oma Avyudin Bragadio, Rav Yaakov Barboin Menichan Alov Ad Sheichmoshu. He would wait for the leaves of the Ma'aseh Sheni to get a little spoiled. Then the value is lower. Continues the word of Lama Vovim Udalef, Ufoy Deoiso Moitzi Shabbos Miad. Right after Shabbos, you'd redeem it, where there things are cheap, because there's not many buyers out there. And the Gemara brings another Ma'aseh, Mone Aveli Mashach Ve'ach Del Akor. When Mone had oil, he brought it down to Akor. Only Avchir Bar Ado. So Avchir Bar Ado told him, Inahu Mishcho De Beis Ma'ake Kayom, if you have the oil that you brought from this place called Beit Ma'ake, if it's by you, Ha Ontach, now it's the right time to sell it. To redeem it. Right now, the oil went down in value a lot. It's now worth even 6 of its original value. So right now, it's a good time to redeem it. So all this, the Gemara is telling us that we are making Ma'aseh Sheni, the redemption Ma'aseh Sheni, to do it for a cheaper rate. Like the Mishnah says, you do Shara Zoil, Shasa Zoil. You give the cheapest rate that's possible for Ma'aseh Sheni to redeem it. You don't have to redeem it for the high value, but for the lower value. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Lamed Hei.